You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey everyone, it's Joe here from buildassetsonline.com, and today I want to talk about hiring a VA or a virtual assistant for your Shopify store, for your high-ticket dropshipping store. Or I guess this will also apply to best practices for hiring a VA in general. So the first thing I want to talk about is when to hire a VA. And if you've watched any of our other videos, you should know that I recommend hiring a VA as soon as possible. In the case of high-ticket dropshipping, when you make your first sale, that's a great time to hire a VA. So think about it like this. If you're selling high-ticket products, you should be making at least $100 per sale, sometimes $1,000 or more. A VA's salary, you can get a really, really good VA for $3 an hour times 40 hours a week is $120 a week. So you should be able to pay your VA's salary, weekly salary, in one sale a week. And your VA is going to be doing activities that's going to help generate more, a lot more than one sale a week. So if you're watching this video, you know, maybe you're already looking to hire a VA, maybe you already know that, but I just want to touch on that for the people who might not know. The second thing, and this is going to be the bulk of the video, is how to hire a VA. We've hired a lot of VAs, so this is what I found to be the best method. First thing, don't go on Fiverr or Upwork. Fiverr is not really the best spot for a VA to begin with, just because of the way it works. It's better for like a one-off service. But Upwork is touted as being a platform to hire a VA. But I have to say that nowadays Upwork, I mean, we'll still use it from time to time for specific things, but it's just so bad now. Like they keep upping the prices, like the interface with the platform, just, I don't know. It's not what it used to be. And I feel like they way, way overcharge and there's too many rules. And, you know, it limits the way you talk to that. Like some people don't like to take conversations up off Upwork. And we like to have people on Skype or in our Slack channels when we're going to work full time with them rather than having to use the stupid Upwork platform. So I would, at this point, stay away from Upwork. Upwork is good if you have like one-off, like maybe like in-depth programming activities or developer stuff that you need to get done, but hiring a full-time person on Upwork, I wouldn't recommend it. Unless it's going to be, again, sometimes I'll work with a video editor on Upwork for like 5 hours here and there. But again, for anything that's full-time, stay away from Upwork, stay away from Fiverr, and you don't even have to use any paid services. I mean, you can use onlinejobs.ph. I'm talking about hiring a VA in the Philippines. I mean, that's the best way to do it. Their English is great. You know, they're just really, really, they make really, really great VAs because they're educated in English. They understand the culture a lot, way more so than most countries. And many of them have had experience in the Philippines working in American organizations, like because some of the top level corporations outsource there. So what you're going to do is you're going to go on Manila Craigslist. Manila is a city in the Philippines. I think it's the capital. I'm really sorry if I get that wrong. I'm very bad at geography. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the capital. But either way, it's a very big city, very popular city. And you post a job listing on there. I mean, think about it. In the United States, lots of people find jobs on Craigslist. They find gigs on Craigslist. And you can find people and you will regularly find top-level people in the Philippines for $3, $4 an hour on Manila Craigslist. Many of these people, like I mentioned, already have work experience working for high-level American or multinational corporations. You can find people that have managed a team of 40 people, and in their country, you know, the cost of living is what much lower, so paying them $3 an hour wage to work from home is an amazing, amazing deal for them. And it's mutually beneficial, obviously, because there's no way that you can, like, you know, there's no other way to scale than hiring a VA. So you go on Manila Craigslist, there's a section for virtual jobs. You can kind of specify exactly like what you need, depending, it just takes 2 seconds, just look at the little side categories on the side. And then I like to write the most detailed job description possible. It doesn't have to be super long, but detailed. with bullet points saying that we're going to need you to list products on Shopify. We're going to need you to handle live chat. We're going to need you to answer the phone once in a while, so please have a good internet connection. And then when they respond to you, and then when you ask them to respond to you in a certain way, and there's a few things that you can do this. You can ask first, if you're going to have them speaking to customers or doing anything that requires a high level of English, you want to test their English, and you want to have a very fluent English-speaking VA in general, just because it makes communication like way easier. You can hire people that don't have great English, but it has to be like for like something like a data entry. We don't hire anyone unless they have like fluent English. So what you can do is you can ask them to send you a voice recording when they apply. And they can use a site, I think it's called like Vocaroo or something, that most people in the Philippines will know what it is. Just say, send a voice recording, with why you're good for the job. And a lot of people that know what they're doing will know what it is, because I think it's pretty common practice over there. Oh, sorry, there's like a little fruit fly in the house. But so you do that and you're going to start getting, you'll probably do it like whenever you're working. And then the next day, when it's daytime in the Philippines and when it's morning, you'll start seeing the applications roll in. And the fact that you do it as a voice, you put a voice recording as like a pre-qualifier, is you can start eliminating all of the junk applicants. If they didn't send a voice recording, just disregard them. If you don't like their voice recording, just disregard them. And just sift through. You can use like filters in Gmail. You can create like a filter on the side to say like qualified VA. And then you're going to want to set up any sort of voice or Skype interview with them to make sure they're legit. And, they don't have to have experience with Shopify and stuff. Like, it's a bonus if they do. But I would just, look up like some simple job interview questions. Just, you're not really, just as a pre-qualification and seeing if you're going to like to work with them. You don't have to get too crazy with the questions. I would also ask them about their internet, if their internet connection is stable, they have access to a phone. But again, it all depends what you want them to do. But the main two things here is you want to use the voice as the pre-qualifier, the voice recording, and do an interview. Personally, I don't even like when people send me like resumes, simply because I'm not going to sift through that. Like, if you really want the job, send me a voice interview. Tell me why you want, a voice recording. Tell me why you want it. And that makes it just super easy for me to eliminate and hire people and see if I want to interview them. Now, one thing I do want to stress here is that, like, you have to be patient. You're, just like any job interview process. I mean, if you ever had like a job with a big company or something, they will interview sometimes hundreds of, it depends on the company, but I remember when I got my first job, there were like 30 or 50 other applicants, which was a lot to me, just because the process took so long. It's like months of interviews. Now, you won't have to do months and months of interviews, but it might take you a week to find someone that's worth hiring. So I would take the time to be patient and like set expectations with who you're talking to. So you could say, hey, we're hiring for this job. We're going to end the interview process and pick someone next Wednesday. That way they expect like, okay, I'm going to, next Wednesday I'll hear from them. And that way it kind of gives you a deadline to stick to, so that when you have a certain amount of time to pick someone, so you're not rushing and you're also not like you're not dragging the process along too far as well. But just be diligent, do a little bit of it every day, like all I say all the time on this channel. Being consistent is the most important aspect. You spend 10 minutes a day sifting through applications, then another 30 minutes a week doing some brief interviews, then you'll find someone great. And a final tip is to make sure you use a calendar scheduling application. There's free ones. You can use like calendly.com and make yourself available from certain times. Send them the link when you find someone that's good. And then it makes it really easy to organize and be ready for an interview. So three main takeaways, guys. Hire someone right away. Use Manila Craigslist, get a voice recording, detailed job description, use a calendar scheduling app or web app for voice interviews. So I hope that helps, guys, and Be sure to check out the free course in the description if you haven't, the Online Asset Playbook. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Found it useful? Don't forget to smash the like button, subscribe, all that good stuff. And see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.